Yo, we're recording, Mzansi. Man, we are recording. Welcome back to episode 11 of the Project Hustle Show. I am your host, Okentsani, also known as Unguli. With this show, we want to publish 90 exclusive episodes. Yes, you heard that right, 90 exclusive episodes. And today, we are running on episode 11. We're finishing up with chapter 1. Chapter 1 says, let's get a few things straight. It comes from the mantra of success, which we are using, hashtag 90 rules book, in order for you to follow up with what I'm talking about. And since we're using this mantra of success, we truly believe we've finally figured out how to grow collectively with you, our beloved listeners. And this 90 rules book is working in our favor. We are finishing off chapter 1 today with the last rule. Today's rule says, don't go broke trying to look rich. And there's a favorite question there that says, would you rather be a millionaire or would you rather act like a millionaire? So some people who go into business, they go into it, and once they start making money, they start showing that they have or they are making money, and then that thing tends to like ruin the trip or journey for them. So let's look into the chapter and see what Mr. Manas, the author, says about this rule. Firstly, he says, entrepreneurship is living a few years of your life like most people want, so that you can spend the rest of your life like most people can't. I like to repeat it because it's relevant, a reminder. So this means you need to sacrifice. You need to struggle a little in order for you to live your best life. As a team, we are always trying to cut costs. We are trying to minimize costs, mitigate risks and everything. It's not always easy, but we truly believe that if you keep on doing this over time, it will benefit us and the business. The time referred to is what you need to put in to make things work, and the sacrifices you'll need to make, but it is equally true when considering your own personal expenses and lifestyle. So it goes back to my point of people starting to make money in business and then thinking they've already made it. I also made the same mistake. I wasn't making a lot of cash, and then I thought I had done it, and then once the cash started drying out, I started being depression, hating myself, hating people, only to realize later that it was all my fault. So there are some entrepreneurs who are in the corporate life, and then they exit that life and start their own businesses, thinking they can maintain their lavish lifestyles. In rare cases, this can be done, but in most cases, it just isn't possible. A new business will take a lot from you, and initially, that might also mean all the cash available. Cut back at your own or on your own lifestyle to get your business off the ground. This is very, very true. You need to sacrifice. You need to know what you want, because as a new entrepreneur, you feel under pressure to show off. You started your own business, and now you want to show the world how successful you are, to justify your initial decision, to prove to your old boss that you've made it, to convince your friends that the missed beers and birthdays paid off. So you buy fancy cars, new laptops every month, and sleek suits, and commit to other unnecessary personal expenses. And before you know it, you spent yourself like a deal maliako. If you have investors in your business, you'll soon like piss them off. And then from there, your cash flow dries out. There's no more funding for the rich and famous lifestyle. And that's where the depression comes in. That's where you need psychology, psychiatrist. Kanti, you could have avoided all this thing. This is the end of chapter one. Let's get a few things straight. We'll be moving to chapter two tomorrow on the 25th of May. This is rule 11. You're still tuned in Okentsani. During this season, we'll be challenging the entrepreneurs to listen to this show and to apply apply these rules, and each and every day I'll share one rule, because starting a business should be more than just a venture, it should be an adventure. We are on Instagram at Black Ink 0.1, and we are also on Twitter and Facebook at Black Ink. Remember that our black is BLVK and our ink is INC, not ink. Ink incorporation, guys, you know. So this is Kenzani. Tune in next time. Over and out. Bye, guys.